He does tuning in this morning. I was talking about all the things that have like went wrong in my apartment that have broken, and I've been there about 7 months. We're talking the drawer broke off when I pulled it out. The fridge handle fell off. The deadbolt got locked, so we couldn't use the main door. Water came pouring out of my exhaust fan in our bathroom, turned it into like a water pool. And then yesterday, our hot water heater broke and just had water all over our living room, which is really cool. And they're like, oh, I don't think we have another one. I'm like, well, can you grab it from another unit maybe? Like, I'll be the maintenance guy. Maintenance man Joe. Sure, I'll think of it. Just wondering if anybody else has had these kind of issues at home or an apartment. Like, what went wrong? Amanda, good morning. You're on the Joe and Alex Show. What happened to you?
Hi. So our sewer line got clogged with tree roots.
Oh, no.
And we had to get that replaced, and it cost
$9,000. $9,000?
Yep.
Did you have to take a loan out for that? Oh, my God.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. We did.
And is that something that, like, oh, is it guaranteed now that you've done that it won't happen again, or could it still happen?
Supposedly the material that they use for the sewer line is, like, life guarantee. So hopefully it never happens again.
I would have went outside with a big-ass axe, and I would have trot that tree down like, you son of a...
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Amanda, thank you. Okay, $9,000, that right there. That's impressive. Let's go to line four this morning. Hey, what's up? What's your name? Hey, good morning.
Hello, hey, this is Jerry.
Hey, what happened with you?
Okay, so like I rent a home and everything was fine. I left. It was a really nice lady. I expected my deposit back. We just parted ways, you know, and everything was good. And I get a notice in the mail like 2 or 3 months later. I don't get my deposit back. I'm kind of wondering. So I get a notice that my paycheck is being garnished. So I had to hire a lawyer and everything and go to court because this lady said that I did like $12,000. She was suing me for $12,000 in court for smoke damage. And get this, I don't even smoke. They threw it out of court and they laughed at her. But the problem was is that that landlords can do this to just about anybody when they want to. All they got to do is kind of make something up or put something in your lease. And, you know, if they found one cigarette butt, I think she found one cigarette butt in the front yard, which probably wasn't mine because I don't smoke. So my lawyer just pulled the medical records. He got my medical records and everything and proved that I was a non-smoker through insurance.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thanks for sharing. That same thing happened to me where I was supposed to get like a $600 deposit back, and my landlord gave me half. He's like, oh, well, I had to cut the grass twice. I'm like, you charged that much to cut my grass because it was too tall? Let's take one more. Gene, real quick, what happened to you?
Hey, good morning. I listen to you guys every morning and just love your show. We've had a couple things happen. First of all, we had our basement flood like for several rainy seasons, like 3 years in a row. We ended up and had to like have a company come in and jackhammer the concrete out of the three different areas of our basement. It's a finished basement.
Yeah.
And put in drain lines, and that cost about $13,000.
I hope my wife's listening right now, because I do want to own a home one day, but we're still paying off student loans, so I don't feel like we're in a good spot to do that right now, to take out that much debt. But scares me. $13,000?
Yep. Oh. And then we had a house fire and our house burned down. So
God, I'm sorry to hear that.
That's everybody was fine and we did just fine. Things that you want to check when you buy the house, make sure, like the first lady said, the sewer lines, make sure they're new and they're not the old cast iron, because the cast iron is what collapses, and that's when you have to repair it. You want to make sure you don't have any of the old knob and tubing electrical wiring, because that's what caused the house fire, and if you're in a floodplain.
Wow, okay. Well, I'm just going to make sure that there's no water and there's no trees nearby. And actually, doesn't, you know what? No electricity either. That'll be fine. Hey, Gene, thank you for calling in this morning to the Joe and Alex Show. We appreciate it. And if you could Facebook message me, Radio Now 100.9, or if you just want to call in off the air, if you got any suggestions, legit, like I'm looking for a new place to live, like an apartment, 317-239-1009. If you got a place you like, I'll talk to you off air.